Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card. Choose personalised pricing. It's made for you.
Apart from being the queen of Twitter, Annie West is also one of Ireland's leading cartoonists. She has a new book out which kind of imagines and also depicts some real ways people shuffled off the mortal coil. It's called Another Fine Mess, Peculiar and Amusing Ways to Die. Annie, good afternoon to you.
How are you, Sean?
I'm not too bad. How are you? Have we ever actually spoken in the real world before?
Well, not quite. We have been in the same room a couple of times, but I'm far too shy to talk to you that time.
Oh, crikey. Because you're so active on Twitter, it's like a lot. Because, I mean, even when you said you were doing this today, I saw a fair few people going, oh my God, I must go and say hello to you. Because, you know, they feel like they know you, but they don't.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It is so sweet.
Well, I don't know how I'm going to follow the last guy. I mean, I was laughing my head off here. I don't know why he wants to be younger. I think it's more fun to be older, frankly. But anyway, there you go.
Well, I mean, he claims it's because he's deeply immature and he should somehow be rewarded for that.
Join the club.
Yeah. Why death? Is it? Are you reaching a point in your life, Annie, when you're thinking,
Yeah, I am. I'm there. There comes a sort of a pivotal point where you stop not caring about what you're doing to yourself, and then you start thinking, well, jeepers, I wonder what's going to get me in the end, you know, and you've got this massively long list of conditions, ailments and accidents that could happen that could do you in. And I sort of had a conversation with my publisher about this, and he said, I really think you should do a book. And I went, oh, God, no. And I went, not another one. But he talked me into it, which was great. And it was good fun, actually, because there's some very funny things that happen to people down through the years, which I didn't expect to find. But there they are. And it made for some fascinating reading. But also, I mean, when you're living down rural Ireland, it's the main topic of conversation anyway.
It is anyway, yeah.
Yeah, who's dead?
Who's dead? Yeah. And they love talking about... I know I'm mindful of the fact that there might be, that there's bound to be people listening who are having cancer treatment, but people always say riddled with cancer rather than has cancer.
Oh, yes, and massive heart attack.
Yeah. You can't have just like an average heart attack and kind of get the bus home then.
Well, it's an interesting one because funerals are the only real time when you get a chance to really see your neighbours at this stage. And by then it's too late anyway. You know. So it's an interesting thing. And I mean, there is such a taboo that's associated with talking about death. Like, as they would say down here, mocking is catching. I don't know what that means. But, and it sounds kind of funny, but they continuously remind me of the fact that, you know, you really shouldn't be sort of messing around with this whole death thing because it's going to happen to you. And I'm going, well, I know, and I'm hoping that it'll be something funny when it does come. But you have to kind of embrace it. You have to face the inevitable one way or the other. And you might as well do it laughing.
You might as well. Funny and also quick. I'd vote for quick.
Funny and quick. Yeah, like a steamroller or a falling piano would be great.
Because actually being tickled to death sat on the face of it sounds funny, but it would take ages. So it'd actually be horrible.
Funnily enough, I never came across that when I was researching this, but I did come across a good few interesting ones, like eating yourself to death and falling off things and stuff like that. But I would imagine being tickled to death would be the worst possible way to go.
Yeah, tell us about the mayor who had the beard.
Oh, the mayor who had the beard.
Yeah.
That's a great one. He was there was a fire in the town in which he was mayor, and he had this massively long beard. It's actually in a museum in the town in which he lives, which escapes me at the moment, but he ran downstairs to help his citizens of his town, tripped over his beard, fell downstairs and broke his neck. Which was, I mean, it's really awful when you think about it, but it sounded hilarious when I read it. But his beard is in the museum in a glass case. There's nothing left of him.
Oh, gosh.
The beard is still there. You can go and look at it.
And there are, and you did actually look up to see how many, whether people have actually died laughing, and people have.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I made a guy die laughing myself, actually. It sounds very ghoulish to say so, but there was a woman who bought a Yeats image back from when I was doing the Yeats things. And I had this drawing that I did of William Butler Yeats on the Lake Isle of Innisfree being chased off the Lake Isle of Innisfree by a swarm of angry bees. And this gentleman saw that image, and in fairness to him, he was very elderly, but he had a good laugh at it and then promptly died. And she came back and told me this story. And I was standing there going, oh, that's awful. And then the two of us burst out laughing. And it was great. And I thought, well, that's really a great way to do it.
Oh, really, it is, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was one of mine. So I was kind of slightly thrilled by that, which was nice. And she was okay with it. And he was obviously okay with it. So that was good. So there was also two stories that I came across for the book about Martin the Humane, King of Aragon, who died laughing over a very silly joke that wasn't really funny. Mm. And the interesting thing about that gag was that it was a joke about a donkey eating figs.
The comic possibilities, yeah.
Yeah, it also killed Chrysippus, the 3rd century Greek Stoic philosopher. And it was the same joke, and it was a rubbish joke. So I don't understand why that terrible joke killed two people. But it's very interesting. So they're all mentioned in the book as well.
Are all the deaths, I should say, are they all real deaths, or have you kind of imagined it in some instances?
The content, such as it is, which is, you know, words are overrated, I think. Mm. And I like to concentrate on pictures, really. So on the word half of the book is a genuine article, deaths that happened and are recorded through history. And then what I did in terms of the pictures was I picked a bunch of people and took their profession, shall we say, science, maths, stuff like that, and killed them in a manner befitting their chosen career. Willie Yeats dies twice, which is fair enough, I think. Peg Sayers dies in a horrific, gigantic wave that hits her island. She's out picking out sticks. Because I was bad at school. I may as well just admit that now. And all of the people that I was forced to read when I was in school, I spent most of the time thinking about how I'd like to kill them. Yeats, of course, being the main one. But Peg Sayers got the treatment as well.
And I'd say a lot of people would agree with the Peg Sayers one. She tortured generations.
Yeah, I mean, it's very liberating being able to actually sit down and draw all the different ways you'd like her to die. I mean, you know, it's not fair. And she was a lovely woman, I'm sure. But at the same time, it was torture. And I didn't get it. I never got it. Why am I reading this?
Yeah. Annie, lovely to talk to you finally in real life. The book is called Another Fine Mess, Peculiar and Amusing Ways to Die. Make a fabulous Christmas present.
Obviously. Yeah.
And as you heard here for the first time, Annie is not just a cartoonist. She's also a killer. Annie, lovely to talk to you.